Fortnite rewards for security. While having security issues of their own, 2 million are affected in a T-Mobile hack, and a new Apache Struts flaw affects web servers. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morse, back from Gamescom in Germany with another ThreatWire for August 29th, 2018, your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. Our Patreon is over at patreon.com/threatwire, and that is the best way to support the show and will help us reach our next goal. So if you want access to exclusives, including that brand new Discord server, check out the Patreon link in the show notes below. And special thanks to our newest Patreon supporters, including Skylar, Jai, Thomas, Christian, Raghild, and Tom. And now on to the news. And the first story is all about Fortnite. I didn't think that I would ever be talking about Fortnite on this show, but here it is. In an update that landed on the 23rd, Epic Games announced that users should enable two-factor authentication. If they do so, users would be rewarded with a boogie down emote in Fortnite Battle Royale. Epic Games offers two-factor authentication implementations, either by using an authentication app or an email address. Now, this is good, since SIM swapping is becoming a trend for attackers to take control of accounts with 2FA via SMS. Epic Games also shares a tutorial on their website to set it up, and that link is down in the show notes. Fortnite has over 125 million players, so this approach of rewarding security could, in theory, help more users become aware of two-factor authentication. According to a survey by Duo Security in November, more than half of Americans still don't even know what 2FA is. And to read up on Duo Security's findings, click that link in the show notes as well. Now, this is all very positive for the adoption of more security, but Fortnite is still under scrutiny due to their unwillingness to add Fortnite to the Google Play Store. Now, earlier this month, Epic Games explained that they would not be including Fortnite in the Google Play Store because they wanted to bring more competition to the store marketplace by having their own downloader instead. Now, Fortnite is currently available via closed official stores such as the iOS App Store, PS4, Xbox, and the Switch, but not the Google Play Store. Now, CNET reached out to Epic about the security problems of sideloading apps such as Fortnite, explaining that malware-laden clones could be an issue. Epic Games responded saying that, and I quote, "Open platforms are an expression of freedom, and users should look carefully at sources for software they are installing, yada, yada, yada." Now, while surely an expression of freedom is a passion for game developers, I'm also sure that that 30% cut that Google takes in all in-app purchases is bound to be another big reason. Now, it seems that CNET's questions were justified. If on Android, a user has to install a helper app to download Fortnite to your phone, unlike the normal way of just hitting the little install button on the Google Play Store. Google security researchers found a problem in the standalone Fortnite Android app that allows for a man-in-the-disk attack, which they publicly disclosed last week. Now, this kind of attack allows the attacker to use a malicious app to manipulate the data of other apps while they are sitting in the external storage, which allows for the installation of undesired apps instead of a legit one. The Android OS uses both internal and external storage for apps, and external storage is usually used to transfer data from one app to another, similar to like sharing a link from Chrome to Twitter or a photo from Google Photos to Instagram and things of that nature. Now, any app with a permission called Write External Storage could intercept the installation of the Fortnite APK and replace it with a malicious one that has the same package name, which could allow an attacker to view anything on your phone, including your SMS, your photos, your camera, your call history, your location data, and everything else. With all of that said, though, there are apps within the Play Store, too, that are also vulnerable to a man-in-the-disk attack. This flaw only affected users on Samsung phones since the Fortnite installer was only available on those devices. Epic Games did release a patch, that's version 2.1.0, within 48 hours of being informed of the issue. So if not already updated, do so ASAP. According to a post made by T-Mobile on the 23rd of August, a security incident occurred on the 20th that may have resulted in some customer data being impacted. Their security team discovered unauthorized access on their servers on the 20th, at which point they promptly shut down the access and alerted authorities. Data exposed included names, billing zips, phone numbers, email addresses, account numbers, and account types. No credit card or social security information was included in the hack. Now, later on, T-Mobile also mentioned that encrypted passwords were also exposed, although security researchers believe that this means the passwords were simply hashed with the long broken MD5 algorithm, although this has not necessarily been confirmed as of yet. The company stated that this was due to a leaky API issue that was tied to a specific part of the website, but no technical details were included. They also believe it to be internationally based since the IP addresses were based outside of the US, and I guess according to T-Mobile, VPNs don't exist. T-Mobile has 77 million customers, of which 3% were affected by this hack. With this said, that's still 2.3 million people that were affected. T-Mobile advised calling their customer support line with questions and apologized for the intrusion, mentioning something that we have all heard before: we take security very seriously. Way back last year, Equifax explained that the reason they got hacked and so many million Americans' data was exposed was due to not patching a known flaw in Apache Struts, which is a component that many company website servers use. Apache Struts isn't out of the limelight yet, though, because another flaw was discovered earlier this year and just publicized. The new vulnerability was discovered by Man-Yu Mo, a SIEMLE security researcher back in April of 2018. They reported the vulnerability to the Apache Struts and Strut security team, and the CVE is number 2018-11776. It allows an attacker to run a remote code execution to take control of a computer remotely and run malicious code on the affected device. It can be triggered by simply visiting a specifically crafted URL. Now, that URL could be malicious if the attacker added their own namespace to the URL in an HTTP request. Now, according to SIEMLE, Strut's applications oftentimes are public-facing, and an attacker does not need to use any other attacks to take control of the vulnerable machine. It's also fairly easy for an attacker to tell if the machine is vulnerable to this issue, which obviously makes matters a lot worse. SIEMLE recommends that users upgrade their servers to Struts 2.3.35 or 2.5.17, depending on the type of application that you are running. To know if your servers were vulnerable, the Always Select Full Namespace flag must have been set to true, and the Struts configuration file must have included an action or URL tag that did not specify the namespace attribute. Now, while an application may not be currently vulnerable to the Struts flaw, changing the Struts configuration file incorrectly could make it vulnerable in the future. Now, this is a serious issue because at least 65% of Fortune 100 companies run on Struts framework, so they could potentially be vulnerable if not updating. And within hours of the patch being introduced, a proof of concept was posted on GitHub, along with a Python script to make the hack incredibly easy to exploit as well. Yeah, and that link is in the show notes too. So, update ASAP if you can. Patrons, make sure to share your favorite stories in the community tab or on Discord, and every Friday I will pick three or more top stories for a voting poll that patrons can vote on to be included in next week's show. Yeah, I know I've been missing a lot of August, but I am back for good for the entirety of September, so it's going to be a good time. Patrons get access to a downloadable audio version of the show, first looks at show topics, polls, discussions just for patrons, behind the scene photos, and now that Discord server for patrons at $2 per month and up. Join now to get access to all of these and help support the show too, which is super exciting. Our next milestone goal is actually super close. We're a little bit over $100 short of hitting that goal, so I'm super excited because we are so close to that. That gets you access to a live video Q&A just for patrons at all levels, and it also gets us closer to doing a second episode each and every week. And also, a huge thanks to our Hush Puppy Perk Level patrons for sending in their fur baby photos. We got a couple of new ones. They're so cute. I love them. Keep them coming. They're amazing. Hit that subscribe button or share this episode on your favorite social media page as well. And with that, I am Shannon Morse, and I will see you on the internet, my friends. Bye.